Oh, just go ahead and start.
Okay. WTAW news time is 5 minutes after six. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by WC Tractor, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Good morning and happy Friday. I'm Chelsea Reber. Another meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents is expected shortly by Chancellor John Sharp on the search for the next Aggie football coach. That's after spending the better part of 3 hours yesterday behind closed doors.
They simply vetted everything that was looking at with the athletic director and the 12th man and folks like that. They'll have an announcement very shortly.
Sharp says they have what he called good candidates. The chancellor gave no other specifics about the search. We'll hear more from the chancellor during Zach's sportscast. State Representative John Rainey's bid for re-election now includes two primary opponents. Brian Lawyer and former Brazos County District Judge Rick Davis announced yesterday, and the Secretary of State's website indicates a third candidate, Justin Teixeira of College Station. This makes four contested Brazos County Republican races in the March 6th primary. There are four candidates running for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1, three seeking the JP's post in Precinct 2, and two running for District Court Clerk. The filing deadline is December 11th. Republican members of the Texas House will be meeting in Austin this weekend to consider limiting who can choose the House Speaker. Representative John Rainey of Bryan is in a leadership position with the Texas House GOP caucus.
Historically, it has been the entire body that has picked the Speaker. And it's been that way when Democrats controlled it. I do think that it has the imprint of Empower Texans and probably TPPF. They're not what I would typically call mainstream citizens.
Rainey was a guest during our show yesterday. Local law enforcement officers who participated in No Shave November can continue participating through December with an additional donation. Among those who will keep growing their beard is Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk.
You know, unfortunately, my beard came in wider than I thought it would, and so several folks have suggested that I play Santa Claus at our Christmas party, but I'm going to fall short on that one.
Officers who elect to continue will make another donation to the American Cancer Society. The 91st BCS Christmas Parade is ready to roll Sunday afternoon with 85 entries.
We have some very, very creative entries this year. The parade theme is a fairy tale Christmas, and some people are looking back. Some people are looking to the future and what those fairy tales might look like in the future. So I think it's going to be a very, very interesting parade.
Committee member Penny Zint also reminds children to write letters to Santa, which will be picked up along the parade route. Include a return address so Santa can reply. And today is the last day to enter the downtown Bryan Christmas Parade, which is a week from tonight. WTAW news time is 8 minutes after six. It's 51 degrees. You can be part of the show this morning. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by WC Tractor. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Subway, Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtor, Cherry Rufino Realtors, and Team Ford of Navasota.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Relax, relieve, revive. That's what award-winning Galleria Spa Salon Boutique at Rock Prairie offers. Highlighting relaxation and health and wellness services, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique features all levels of facial, massage, manicure, pedicures, and salon services with a staff that is up to date on the latest trends and state-of-the-art equipment. Remember, GalleriaSpaSalon.com for gift certificate purchases and booking award-winning services. Conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road with extended hours, and look for their new location in early 2018. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique at Century Square.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's 6:10. Time for a little bit of weather. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure to the east, still in control of our weather. We'll have sunshine and a high somewhere between 70 and 75 during the afternoon. Tonight it's going to be clear. Lows are going to drop down to about 50 to 55. Tomorrow should be fairly sunny as well. Highs are probably going to be around 75 tomorrow afternoon. Turns partly to mostly cloudy tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Sunday, clouds, some showers and storms. The highs on Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Wait a minute. All right, go ahead. Now you can. Now you can.
Hey. I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, the Texas A&M University Board of Regents met for nearly 3 hours in an executive session yesterday to discuss the hiring of a new football coach. No announcement has yet been made. Chancellor John Sharp expects another meeting to be called in the coming days.
We want to make sure that we do it right, and so we're going to go through the process of posting meetings and that next meeting will be posted shortly.
We'll hear more from Sharp this hour in news and sports. Also, Aggie men's hoops picked up another dub last night. We'll get Coach Billy Kennedy's take, and the Dallas Cowboys got back on the win wagon. All that more coming up in sports.
Wow. They beat, was that the Redskins?
The Washington Redskins, baby.
Okay.
Hey, you just throw the records out the window when those two teams meet up.
So did they score like more than 10 points?
Yeah, they did. They scored 38.
Wow.
Cowboys scored 38.
The Dax is back.
Sort of. He really didn't have that great of a game. He threw two touchdown passes, but he threw for about 102 yards total.
Yeah.
They got it done on the ground, though. Alfred Morris, big game.
There you go. Pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
Maybe not.
Oh, come on, Scott.
So you remember that we had the, dollar margaritas at Applebee's?
Yes, at Applebee's.
You know, that happened in October.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that worked pretty well, even though one bartender claimed they were mostly water. I don't know if you heard about that. Applebee's claimed the bartender were just making that up.
Oh, okay.
Anyhow, people freaked out about
it.
Well, now, so it's December, starting today. It's in all the papers. So Applebee's is back now with another cheap drink deal.
Oh, okay.
It'll be a dollar Long Island iced tea.
Oh.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Yeah, those better not be strong.
I've never known what was in them. I just know what they do to you.
Yeah.
Right.
It's vodka, rum, gin, tequila, triple sec, and sweet and sour sauce. And then they throw in some cola
or tea.
It's
like a splash of Coke. Yeah. There is no tea in them.
Just so it has a dark color.
Just so it looks like tea. Exactly.
Sweet and sour sauce?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not like sweet and sour mix.
No.
Oh.
Yeah,
cocktail mix.
I didn't know if they were just having the packets.
No.
They got from the takeout.
It's almost like... there was one day that a bartender just said, let me take everything that's on this shelf and pour it in the glass and see what we come up with. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Ken, they tend to be a little high in alcohol content, clearly. But anyhow, it's available for just a dollar all day, every day for the month of December. So now, I don't know, are there many Applebee's in shopping malls? I guess they could be some certainly in the same shopping centers as places to... So you could just drop your significant other off and then head over to Applebee's and say,
"There you go.
Come pick me up when you're done, because this is where I will be." So far, the internet, of course, really excited about the news because it's the internet.
Yeah.
And people have nothing else to do other than respond to cheap drinks at Applebee's. What does that say about the holidays?
Well,
just saying.
It's almost as good as their dollar Rolling Rock in Tyler on Friday nights.
Oh, is that?
Oh, yeah.
In Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
It's almost worth it.
Like the whole town?
The whole town is in Applebee's.
For you, it's worth for you, it's worth a trip to Tyler because you're probably already there.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
we got that. All right, so honesty paid off for a building site worker when he won, like, almost $50,000 a half an hour after he had handed over a ticket that he had found from an the money he had found from an ATM. His name is Colin Banks. Celebrated by going out and buying some tickets. See, here's what happened is he and his daughter were out to withdraw some money mm-hmm. at an ATM, and they found some money that had been left behind by the previous customer.
Oh.
So without thinking twice, he just handed the cash back in there at the store, being a good Samaritan. 30 minutes later, he had gone ahead and taken some of his money and bought himself a lottery ticket, and he beat the odds of 372,000 to one, and he ends up with $68,000 American.
Wow.
Not bad, huh?
Yeah.
See, so honesty pays, I'm
honesty
just saying.
Honesty pays.
Good for him.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good, good morning.
Happy to see people doing right and getting paid for it.
Rewarded for it. I like that.
We got a lot of info.
Mation.
Perfect situation.
And then, you know, what happened to the people whose money was left? Did they come back and get it? And then they found out, wow, I could have bought his lottery ticket. And, well, don't know. Just, like you say, it's one of those really feel-good stories to get us started today.
Get us through the Friday.
It's Friday.
It's Friday, isn't it?
Yep.
That's what I heard. All right, see what happens.
Relax, relieve, revive. That's what award-winning Galleria Spa Salon Boutique at Rock Prairie offers. Highlighting relaxation and health and wellness services, Galleria Spa Salon Boutique features all levels of facial, massage, manicure, pedicures, and salon services with a staff that is up to date on the latest trends and state-of-the-art equipment. Remember, GalleriaSpaSalon.com for gift certificate purchases and booking award-winning services. Conveniently located on Rock Prairie Road with extended hours, and look for their new location in early 2018. Galleria Spa Salon Boutique at Century Square.
This year, Blue Baker and Brian Broadcasting are asking you to add someone you've never met to your Christmas list. You can help provide gifts for local children and special needs adults with our annual Christmas Angels Drive. Little paper angels with Christmas gift wishes are hanging on the Christmas trees at all three Blue Baker restaurants in College Station. Choose your angel, shop for the gifts, then return the wrapped gifts to the trees at Blue Baker. The last day to drop off angel gifts is Wednesday, December 13th. Thank you for helping make a Merry Christmas for a Christmas angel. When you're shopping for Christmas, remember to shop local first. Our local businesses support all sorts of community projects. They also provide jobs. They pay the taxes that pay for police and fire. And when you're shopping out of town, you're paying for somebody else's parks. The stations of Brian Broadcasting ask you to look around here first. It's fun, it's fast, and it's where our jobs are.
Hey, News Talk 1620, WTAW in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. In Brighton, Navasota, it's December.
It is December.
Yeah, we got 24 shopping days until Christmas.
Oh, man.
Just letting you know, it is Bartender Appreciation Day.
There you go, with okay. $1.
Yeah, exactly. I really appreciate you. Well, I forgot.
Okay. You're such a good listener.
So, wear a dress day.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. Well, not going to do that.
Oh, I wasn't going to, Chelsea.
No, I'm not in one right now.
Okay,
no.
I understand. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at some point today.
Maybe later.
At
yeah.
some point today, you can do
know.
That.
We'll
and,
see.
Yeah, all right. And also, it's Pie Day. It's
oh, okay.
Pie Day.
I like pie. You like pie, too?
Yeah, sure.
Why. Yeah, pie.
Okay. Yep. And it's Eat a Red Apple Day.
Oh, okay. I have one of those.
If you want to do that. And Faux Fur Day. If you want to do Faux Ooh, Fur.
Faux Fur.
Yeah.
Better than real fur. Don't, yeah. yeah.
For
yeah.
some reason, today is Christmas Lights Day.
Maybe that's because this is when it's like proper.
Acceptable.
That's the word. Thank you. Acceptable
right.
to put up your Christmas
well,
lights.
Well, we've been way ahead of that game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we did that. All right, we got some birthdays out there.
Birthdays for today. Zoe Kravitz is turning 29. Of course, Lenny Kravitz mm-hmm. and Lisa Bonet are her parents.
Yeah.
But she's been in a lot of movies. Divergent, Mad Max, Fury Road, X-Men yep. First Class. 21 Pilots singer Tyler Joseph is 29 today.
When the mama sang us to sleep, but now we're stressed out.
So there you go.
Okay.
They're like a singing group and a rapping group.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, neat.
Very, very Lincoln.
Very talented.
Yeah, very yeah. Lincoln Parkish. But wow. By the way, Linkin Park guitarist Brad Delson is turning 40 today.
Oh, listen to you tying those together.
So look at how I did that. Yeah. Also, DeSean Jackson, Redskins wide receiver, turning 31. Mm-hmm. Sarah Silverman is turning 47.
I haven't seen her in a while.
Yeah, she does that web series where she goes to little towns. She went to Mineola, Texas.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. It's actually worth viewing. What her goal is, what she says is to go to places with differing opinions. Obviously, she's very liberal-minded. Mm-hmm. And to get to know the people and to sit down and actually talk to them. Now, whether or not it's all, in fact, trying to make fun of them,
right?
I don't know. But anyway, she went to Mineola, Texas and sat around with a bunch of firefighters. Charlene Tilton is turning 59, played Lucy on Dallas.
Of course.
So there you go. Gilbert
was married to, who's the guy who sang Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places?
Looking for love.
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Anyway, they were
it's
married.
Worth a Google, though.
They were married for like a week or something like that.
Oh, really?
Johnny. Oh, I thought you were going to
Johnny
Google
Paycheck?
It.
Oh, hold on. Looking for love.
I'm not in on this one. I know so you're it's not. It's all love. You. Okay. All you guys.
I was about to say Gumby. Looking for love. Johnny Lee.
Yeah, that's it.
Looking for love. Gilbert O'Sullivan is turning 71 today.
Okay.
Alone Again, naturally. Also, Get Down.
Yeah,
so
Get
that
down.
Was a great song.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Bette Midler is turning 72 today.
Oh, my.
So good for Bette Midler.
Yeah, Bette's not getting along with Geraldo Rivera right now.
I don't know if a lot of people are getting along with Geraldo Rivera
well,
right
he
now.
Apparently he did a grope-a-thon on her. And, yeah, and she's saying, hey, you defended Matt Lauer. And you're not talking about what you yourself did.
Right.
And so,
interesting.
Kind of interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's turning 72.
Okay.
John Densmore is turning 73. Doors drummer.
Uh-huh.
They had a few hits.
They did.
Break on Through the Other Side, Light My Fire, People mm-hmm. Are Strange. Mm-hmm. You just keep going on and on. Eric Bloom is turning 73. He's the Blue Oyster Cult's lead singer. And the guitarist, of course, Don't Fear the Reaper or Don't Fear the Reaper, depending
hey.
On who. And the best thing is, you need more cowbell.
Guess what?
Yeah.
I got a fever. And the only prescription is more cowbell.
So there you go. But great song.
Yeah.
Great song. Don't Fear the Reaper or Reaper, depending on who you are.
And we need more cowbell.
Yeah, and we need more cowbell. Lee Trevino turning 78.
Wow.
Mexican golfer. Mm-hmm. And Woody Allen is turning 82 today. Wonder how old his wife is, slash
which one?
Daughter.
Oh, that one. That whole deal, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's go on to Saturday. It's International Day for the Abolition of Slavery.
All right.
Okay.
Hey, here we go. National Mutt Day.
Oh.
So there you go.
Yeah,
celebrate
I've got one
your
of those.
Mutt. Give your mutt like an extra treat
She'll
or something.
She'll get an extra treat.
National Rhubarb Day.
Okay.
It's Vodka Day.
Hey.
Yeah. Safety Razor Day. And National Fritters Day.
All right.
Apple fritters.
Yeah, apple fritters. Work. The reason it's National Safety Razor Day is the first safety razor with disposable blades was patented back in 1901. A guy named King Gillette.
Hey.
That's how they got that Gillette razor
I recognize
thing.
That name.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty important sensing.
All right, and birthdays.
Alfred Enoch is turning 29. He plays Wes Gibbons on How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, yeah. And he was in the Harry Potter movie.
Yeah,
he was Dean.
So he's turning 29. Everybody has weird names in Harry Potter, but his name was Dean.
Dean. Yeah,
wow,
they don't all have weird names.
No,
Harry is the least weird name.
Their last names
ever.
Are all
yeah, their
weird.
Last
Potter?
Names are
oh,
awesome.
Oh, come
yeah.
on.
Well, Potter's not that weird, but
his name's
other
Dean Thomas in the Harry Potter movie.
Okay, that's pretty regular.
Aaron Rodgers is turning 34 tomorrow.
Yeah.
Jaina Kramer is turning 34 as well. One Tree Hill.
Yes, that's where she started.
Stars.
But
yeah.
Now she's like a country singer.
Yeah, and apparently she sings country music because anybody can do that. Britney Spears is turning 36 tomorrow.
Oh,
yes.
I did it again. I played with your heart. Got lost in the game.
I think people forget just how young Britney Spears really is
true.
Just because she got started so early.
Yeah.
Very true. Like tennis players.
Yeah. But she's 36.
Yeah, gymnasts, right.
Nelly Furtado is turning 39 on Saturday.
Cool.
Lucy Liu turning 49.
Oh, elementary.
Yeah. Yeah. Foo Fighters bassist Nate Mendel is turning 49.
Uh-huh.
Rick Savage, 57, Def Leppard bassist.
Nice.
Of course, they had a lot of great songs.
They did.
Stephen Bauer is turning 61. Now, he played Manny in Scarface.
All right.
And he's also been in several other things. He was Carlos Ayala in Traffic. And he's now in Ray Donovan on Showtime.
Yeah. Okay.
Caught that show or not.
Mm-hmm, good show.
And that's all I've got for birthdays for tomorrow.
Daniela Rua, she is on NCIS Los Angeles.
Okay.
You know her. She's 34. Kathy Lee Crosby is 73 for you olds. And, yeah, that's about it. And then on Sunday, it is, of course, Advent Sunday. It's National Green Bean Casserole Day.
Oh.
So there.
Maybe I'll just make an extra dish.
Just sure. Why not? Let's see. And it's a Make a Gift Day if you want to make a gift for somebody.
Yeah, okay. That's not happening.
Gift cards
for you.
That's, and Sunday will be National Lionel Train Day to celebrate the Lionel Trains, 117 years old. And the full moon, which happens on Sunday night, that is called the full cold moon.
Okay. Oh.
And birthdays on Sunday.
Birthdays on Sunday. Amanda Seyfried is turning 32. Was in
Mean Girls.
Yeah, Mean Girls. Also Les Miserables.
And Mamma Mia,
Red Riding Hood. Been in a lot of movies.
Yeah.
She's a pretty good singer, actually, too. Jenna, is it Dewan? Dewan Tatum. She's married to Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
She's turning 37. She played Lucy Lane on Supergirl, was on Witches of East End. And she was in Step Up with Channing Tatum.
That's where they met.
Back in 06.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anna Chlumsky is turning 37.
All right.
Plays Amy Bruckheimer on Veep.
She does.
Sean Parker is 38. Now, he founded Napster.
Okay.
Now, he's heavily invested in Spotify.
Oh, interesting.
And Justin Timberlake played him on The Social Network. So if you get played by JT, you must be pretty important.
Yep.
Brendan Fraser is turning 49 on Sunday.
Wow.
So I think he's kind of gotten back into things, but there for a while he was kind of behind the scenes. Montel Jordan is turning 90, 90s R&B superstar. This is how we do it.
Okay. Yeah.
This is how we do it.
Oh, you didn't
this
have it pulled
is how
up.
We uh-huh.
No,
I don't.
Do
I, just,
okay.
I figured I would sing it for y'all.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, he's a pastor in Georgia now. So
oh, well, there you are.
He quit the biz.
Okay.
Katarina Witt is turning 52.
Witt with a V.
Yeah, her too, a German figure skater.
Yeah.
Julianne Moore is turning 57.
Okay.
Daryl Hannah, also turning 57.
Okay.
And Ozzy Osbourne is turning 69 on Sunday.
Oh.
He looks so much older and so much less healthy than you would expect.
But 69
than you
on
would
Sunday.
Expect.
He needs to work on his tan, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, he's British. He's supposed to be pasty.
That's right.
Pasty pale white.
There we go. All right, that it?
That's it.
627.
Your Morning Espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, so this week, First Lady Melania Trump unveiled the White House Christmas decorations, and without wasting any time, the Destroy Trump media, they launched their vicious attacks on the festive display. Now, Vox had a headline, quote, is Melania Trump's White House Christmas aesthetic, angelic, or horrific? Depends on who you ask. And the New Yorker took issue with a photo of the First Lady in her Christmas decorations, writing, quote, the image of Melania Trump transforms from fairy tale prisoner to wicked queen. And the Daily Beast, well, they headlined an article, step inside Melania Trump's nightmare before Christmas. You know, really? You're going to keep going after the First Lady? Imagine them ever doing this to Michelle Obama. It just is nothing that the Trump could ever do that they'll ever like in the media.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you travel for business, book your next trip at Upside.com and you will get two of the best gifts anybody will get this holiday season. You'll get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones, so that gives you peace and quiet on your business trip. You'll also get the gift of a better business travel experience. Only Upside has customer service specialists. They look out for you every step of your business trip. Now, their team is hard at work 24/7, 365. They will make sure your flight, your hotel, your rental car, all go off without a hitch. They're always available on demand by chat, phone, email, their app, all of that. Plus, Upside has the best prices for flights, hotels, and rental cars. And right now, you'll get a free pair of Bose SoundLink wireless headphones just by booking your trip at Upside.com/Hannity. That's Upside.com/Hannity. Claim those Bose SoundLink wireless headphones just for trying Upside.com. Now, it's one more way that Upside is helping to reduce the stress of business travel. Upside.com. You deserve a better business trip.
Minimum purchase required. See site for complete details.
Think of the things that unite us. Round here, football, family, lending a hand to a neighbor in need. Because when we're united, we're stronger, better, and can get more done. That's why Sioux Falls Prater and Brazos Valley are uniting. This November will be United Ag and Turf. This means bigger selection, more availability, and great deals on John Deere tractors. Right now, get special savings and low financing on John Deere compact tractors. Brazos Valley and Sioux Falls Prater will be United Ag and Turf, united with you and your land.
6:29, almost 6:30, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent is part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. High today, 72 or so, ought to be really nice. North winds at about 5 miles an hour, 76 for tomorrow. About the same thing on Wednesday, on Sunday. We do have a 40% chance of rain, and then it will get cooler toward the later part of next week. But 40% chance of rain on Sunday, then 50% on Monday night, Monday and Tuesday. And there'll be a wind shift around, and we'll be down in the 40s, it looks like, probably around Tuesday night and Wednesday night around 39, just letting you know. Right now, winds are out of the north at 86% relative humidity. Got a few clouds out there, and we've got 51 degrees.
Jennifer Kishinko with your money now. The U.S. has formally told the World Trade Organization that it opposes granting China market economy status, a position that, if upheld, would allow Washington to maintain high anti-dumping duties on Chinese goods. The U.S. and European Union argue that the state's pervasive role in the Chinese economy, including rampant granting of subsidies, means that domestic prices are deeply distorted and not market determined. Disney has sued Redbox in an attempt to stop the DVD rental company from selling digital copies of its movies, alleging that the sales infringe on Disney's copyrights. Redbox last month began offering consumers codes that they can use to download a digital copy of a Disney movie. Redbox charges between $8 and $15 for the downloads, which is less than movies cost to buy and download from Apple's iTunes store. Crude oil up 35 cents at $57.75 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are moderately lower this morning. That's your money now.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a three-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
WTAW News Time is 6:33. It's 51 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health Medical Group. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Sunday's BCS Christmas Parade will include 85 entries. Committee member Penny Zint says entries are down for the 91st parade because of College Station High School's football playoff run.
Most of the entries that came from that area were going to the playoff games in Houston, and we're not going to be back in time, so that's okay. We wish them the best, and we're going to be there, rain or shine.
Children are reminded to write their letters to Santa with a return address, as his elves will pick them up along the parade route, and Santa will send a reply. A reminder that today is the last day to enter the Downtown Bryan Christmas Parade, which is a week from tonight. Texas A&M is closer to hiring its next football coach.
We have candidates, yeah.
Multiple candidates.
We have good candidates.
Comments from System Chancellor John Sharp followed a nearly three-hour Board of Regents meeting that also included A&M's president and athletics director and the 12th Man Foundation. After the closed meeting, reporters asked Sharp if any contract terms were reached.
You guys have already printed numbers, man.
Are they right?
Some of them are.
Sharp says the board will have an announcement very shortly without defining when that will happen. We'll hear more from the chancellor during Zach's sportscast. With 10 days left to file for next year's county, statewide, and congressional offices, Brazos County Republicans now have four races to decide in the March 6th primary. There are three men seeking the GOP nomination for House District 14. Incumbent John Rainey is opposed by Brian Lawyer and former District Judge Rick Davis and Justin Teixeira of College Station. They join two candidates running for District Court Clerk, four going for Justice of the Peace in Precinct 1, and three seeking the JP's post in Precinct 2. According to the Secretary of State's website, 16 other elected positions in Brazos County have one candidate, and two incumbents have general election opponents, District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell and State Senator Charles Schwertner. Republican members of the Texas House will be meeting in Austin this weekend to consider limiting who can choose the House Speaker. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station says among the issues are members in office now making a decision who may not be in office when the next legislative session starts in January 2019.
What does the Republican caucus look like? Is it the 95 members we have today? Is it 85 members or is it 100 members? So you're going to decide on a speaker candidate that 20 to 30 candidates may not get to voice their opinion on.
Fellow Republican John Rainey of Bryan is a member of the Texas House GOP caucus leadership team.
If we only have a very small group of people who are all listening to the same voices who participate in party politics, then that's the voices that are going to be heard because they're the loudest. I don't think they particularly always represent the views of the voters of Brazos County or of the state of Texas as far as that's concerned.
Cassell and Rainey were guests on our show yesterday. Congressman Joe Barton, whose district once included Brazos County, has announced he will retire. Yesterday's announcement made no reference to a nude photo of him that circulated online and the revelation he had exchanged sexually charged messages with a supporter. The 1972 graduate of Texas A&M has represented the 6th district since 1984. Are there enough pilots to cover American Airlines flights in December? A news release from American says out of 200,000 flights, all but a few hundred are staffed, and the number continues to decrease. The Allied Pilots Association disagrees, stating thousands of flights are still listed as unassigned. The problem was the result of computer software-related scheduling errors. A teacher at the Pearland High School found a student trying to commit suicide yesterday morning.
She utilized stairs to cut through, observed the child, yelled down the hallway for assistance. I believe it was two coaches that came down the hall to render assistance. They were able to lower the boy down.
Pearland Police Officer James Wells says the three started first aid. The boy was taken by helicopter from Glenda Dawson High School to a Houston hospital where he's in critical condition. The No Shave November fundraiser, where law enforcement officers have been raising money for the American Cancer Society, has been extended into December.
Some have a better ability to grow a beard than others, but now that we're at the end of the month, most beards are coming together pretty good. And so we're going to give them an opportunity to wear that beard through the holiday season so they can at least experience the fact that they grew a beard.
Brazos County Sheriff Chris Kirk, who has been among the participants, says his beard has come in whiter than he expected. WTAW News time is 6:38. It's 51 degrees. Be part of the show this morning. We'd love to hear from you at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Come run away to the circus with the Junior League of Bryan College Station. We cordially invite you to join us Saturday, December 2nd at the Hall of Champions at Kyle Field for Charity Ball 2017. Enjoy dinner and dance the night away under the big top to the musical talents of the Royal Dukes Band. Have your photo taken under the lights of Kyle and don't miss the chance for a one-of-a-kind live auction. All proceeds raised during the event benefit the children and youth of Bryan College Station. Tickets and event information are available now at jlbcs.org.
Join conductor Marcello Busicchi and the Brazos Valley Symphony Brass as they present the joyous sounds of the holiday season on Sunday, December 10th at 5 p.m. at Christ United Methodist Church. This Brazos Valley tradition features organist James Faith, the sanctuary choir, and canticle ringers of Christ United Methodist Church and the College Station High School Varsity Women's Choir. Tickets are available online at bvso.org or by calling 845-1234. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra, making music come alive.
Good morning, 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Learn about club membership for year-round discounts on service and repairs. Malik, making a difference. Go to malikservice.com. Here we go.
The month of December off to a nice start today. Weather-wise, high pressure results in lots of sunshine. Temperatures, they'll be able to get to about 70 to 75 later this afternoon. We should be clear overnight with a low of 50 to 55. Tomorrow is the nicer of the two weekend days. Sunshine close to 75 tomorrow afternoon. Clouds will roll in tomorrow night, 55 to 60. Showers and thunderstorms possible Sunday, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, it's Jimbo Watch, baby. The Texas A&M University Board of Regents met for nearly 3 hours in an executive session yesterday to discuss the hiring of a new head football coach. Now Jimbo Fisher is, by all reports, the number one target, but no announcement has been made as yet. Chancellor John Sharp was asked what his coaching expectations were.
What do you want in the new coach at Texas A&M?
Oh, nothing serious, just one that will win a national championship.
So there you go. That's all he wants is just somebody who's going to win a national championship.
You ask, you get the answer.
That's
right?
Exactly. Absolutely. What it is. They're going to be paying that kind of money, so might as well expect to results. So we'll hear a little bit more from John Sharp coming up in news as well as sports. Also, Aggie men's hoops picked up another win last night. Billy Kennedy's take, and the Cowboys got back on the win wagon. All that more coming up in sports.
Wind wagon, huh?
On the wind wagon. Yeah. By the way,
yeah.
So there was a report that surfaced last night via the Twitter sphere that a flight from Tallahassee to College Station was coming this morning, early this morning.
Okay.
And so several of our brothers and sisters in media went out to Easterwood Airport to go.
They're stalking the plane.
See this flight that is going to be going from College Station to Tallahassee.
No, wait, Tallahassee
back.
To College.
No, he got it wrong the first time. It's leaving College Station. It's going to Tallahassee.
Yes, and then it's coming back.
Okay. Well, you had said Tallahassee to College Station.
Okay.
That's what
yeah. Well,
okay.
Well,
that's all right.
Excuse me.
No matter.
But either way, that's what they went out to Easterwood Airport for, and it's not
there's
happening.
No plane.
There is no plane. It got canceled. So you got all these TV people, all these newspaper people who don't wake up until 10 or 11
wah,
in the morning,
wah, wah.
And they're all so sleepy.
Good for them. I'm glad they had to do that.
Yeah. Me too.
And it was a little bit chilly out there too.
Yep.
So
I mean,
yeah.
If I wasn't doing this, I'd probably be out there too.
Oh, why would you want to do that?
Because breaking news, Scott. But nothing.
A plane has left the runway.
I have to be there to represent. I had to sit for 3 hours at the Board of Regents Annex yesterday, and not just sit. We were just hanging out in the lobby, eating cookies.
Okay,
just chilling.
Now, all right, now just so I'm going to ask. So now. Are they?
At least you had cookies.
Were you on benches in individual chairs? How did that work?
So we went into the meeting, and they said, and it was pretty much how we expected. They said, all right, we're going to call this into executive session. So all you media folks, get out.
Get out.
Was the guy with the tank there?
No, Tony Busby wasn't there.
Oh.
The guy who was the most adamant about a coaching change was not there.
He could have been there by teleconference.
Right.
Yeah.
He was physically not at the meeting.
Okay.
There were only two board members who weren't there, or two regents who weren't there, and he was one of them.
Okay.
And then we went out in the lobby and hung around for 3 hours.
So,
and just taking pictures of ourselves.
I was going to say, how much fun could that have been? So now, how many of you were there out there doing that?
Oh, gosh, there were quite a few. There were folks that came from Houston.
What?
Yeah.
It's a big deal, Scott.
Oh, it's kind of a big deal, Scott.
Yeah, okay.
And everybody wants to be there if the news is breaking. But, of course, there was nothing. But we did get a little FaceTime with the chancellor.
Yep, that's always good.
He's not one who's going to shy away from a microphone.
Are you sure that they weren't talking like jerky recipes or anything?
I have no idea what they were talking about.
Christmas party plans, obviously.
For 3 hours. I mean, what would you?
I mean, they were in this big, nice boardroom with you know, drinks and food. Yeah. And for all we know, they could have just been sitting there for 2.5
right,
hours.
Could have been
just
talking about
how much longer can we stay?
Sure. And or you know, who's going to win The Voice? Or
right,
what's going to happen with soap opera with Swords? I mean, there mm-hmm. could have been a lot of things.
A lot of questions.
You know, maybe they're looking for swapping yard men. Do you have a good person to take care of your lawn? This is who I use. I mean, there could be.
Oh, you don't think those folks mow their own lawn?
No, probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably.
All right, well, that's fine. And again, we'll
a good time was had by all.
I know that's
and then,
probably right.
But the good thing is they waited so long, then I just headed over to Reed Arena for the basketball game.
Oh, that's
hey,
perfect.
There
so,
you go.
So now, did
you
they
had a full day of work
I
yesterday.
Did. Wow. I did. It was a long
stay awake and everything.
Day.
So now, did they bring the cookies to you? Were they just kind of out there?
No,
they warm?
They had them in a plate. No, they weren't warm.
Oh.
And they weren't very chewy. I'm a big chewy cookie
fan. They were crunchy
fan.
Cookies.
Yeah, they were crunchy. They were still good, though. I still ate them.
Did you mention that to the chancellor?
No, okay, I didn't get a chance to talk to them.
That's how
about
you get
cookies.
Things fixed,
right?
Though.
Well,
you've got to let them know.
And I realized that A&M is a Pepsi school,
yeah.
and they had nothing but Pepsi products, but soon, very quickly, all the regular products were gone, leaving only diet.
Oh.
And I'm not a diet.
Okay,
diet Pepsi,
you go
nothing.
Full bore sugar.
Yeah,
right?
yeah. So,
you needed full sugar with your full sugared cookies.
Yeah. Well, I ended up drinking water, cookies. And it was terrible.
Well, my God.
Do you think maybe if we get a new coach, could we get a new drink deal also?
Ooh. Oh, man, I would love
what's,
it.
What's Florida State?
I have no idea. I'm not sure.
Florida
I mean,
State.
Or, well,
Florida
or what is he, though? School. Does he have some sort of an
maybe
endorsement?
Maybe he prefers
drink.
Something.
Yeah, and it may not be this guy from Florida State. I'm just saying.
True. Well, yeah, because we have no idea.
That's right.
And apparently, on one of the Twitter accounts for Florida State, I think it's just kind of a fun Twitter account.
Okay.
But they used to have an on-campus Chili's.
Oh, really?
And Jimbo, okay. They put Jimbo Fisher's record with the on-campus Chili's.
Yeah.
And then I think over this past offseason, it went away. It closed. And so now they're 5-7 or 5-6
right.
without the on-campus Chili's.
Oh, bring back the Chili's.
Bring back Chili's.
Even if the coach doesn't stay, bring back yeah. Chili's.
Or bring, at least make it a Applebee's, right?
Something like that. Whatever will make them get through the season successfully, because we wish them the best, of course.
Yeah.
Right.
Sure.
Okay.
And you know, some other things too, like the national talking pundits and a lot of people in Tallahassee are like, have you ever been through College Station? It's such a, you know, it's a pasture, basically. It's a pasture town, da-da-da-da.
Uh-huh.
The Bryan-College Station metro area is not that much smaller than the Tallahassee
yeah,
metro
right.
area.
Yeah.
Just saying.
And
I don't think Tallahassee is all that.
And we aren't in
chips.
Florida.
That's the
That's
other
true.
Thing.
That's another point.
Yeah, they have worse skeeters than we do, and they have worse gator problem.
And but people.
Worse skater,
and,
yeah.
Well, and I remember.
And people problem.
Last time I was in there, I was really pretty disappointed for it being the capital city. You know, you would hope it would be a little more,
uh-huh.
but it's not. You know,
uh-huh.
it's just, but well, whatever. It's, yeah. And again, it may not be this guy. It may be the defensive coordinator from Toledo. We don't even know. You know, there could be some dark horse candidate we don't even know about. You know, don't assume
right.
that it's going to be Jimbo Fisher.
Oh,
it
true.
Could be somebody else.
Yeah.
And then we could all be
surprised.
Yeah, because that's what
surprise.
This is all about. So we could
it's
have...
all about a Christmas surprise
yeah.
for Aggie football.
Yeah.
There you go, 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
It's that time again. Producers Expo 2017, Saturday, December 2nd from 8 till 2. Super one-day specials on a variety of products for the farm and ranch. Great door prizes and CEUs for your private applicator's license. Plus, valuable information on animal health, fencing, ag equipment, tack, and many other topics from the experts who will be on hand. So mark your calendars and make plans to attend Producers Expo 2017 on Saturday, December 2nd. Producers on Texas Avenue, one block north of Highway 21 in Bryan, where you can find everything ag and no membership is necessary.
Texas cities have taken responsible stands toward controlling erosion in recent years, and we gardeners need to also. After all, our home landscapes comprise thousands of square miles of Texas soils, and we want it all to stay right in place. Erosion not only wastes valuable topsoil, but it also washes into our rivers and lakes, and that's not good either. I have some practical ways to reduce the impact of soil erosion. If you live on a slope, for example, in a developing area of Texas or elsewhere, I'll have details of what you can do right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Want to save some money on it?
First book, regular price $31.95 plus tax and postage. Second and third book sent to the same address, only $26.95. It makes a wonderful gift. Remember, this book is not in stores, it's not on Amazon, and it is not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. This book is a quarter century newer. The one reference book that'll cover everything you need. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Every book goes out of my office, and every book goes out signed, personally inscribed if you wish. Remember, for a limited time, $31.95 for the first book, $26.95 for the second and third. 800-752-GROW. Call 9 to 5 weekdays, 800-752-4769, or at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. Turf is the best deterrent to erosion. Plant a durable type of lawn grass and tend to it regularly to keep it low and dense. Common Bermuda grass is the most practical solution for most of Texas. It's quick, it's affordable, and it's adapted to all Texas soils and climates. However, other grasses such as St. Augustine, Zoysia, and the many hybrid Bermudas are also very capable of stopping erosion. Having a thick stand of vigorous turf comes as close to preventing erosion as anything else you can do. When it comes time to plant grass on new ground, if a slope is involved, encircle the slope with rings of sod laid end to end. Even if you end up seeding the rest of the slope, the solid strip of sod will slow the flow of the water down the hill. You'll be amazed at how much difference that will make in the runoff. Of course, new grass isn't going to grow very well until warm weather returns, so wait until April or May to disturb the soil if you can. If you have to expose the soil now, consider solid sodding to prevent erosion over the winter. Bermuda has the best chance of surviving plantings at this time of year. Ground covers also work well at holding soil, especially the types that form dense roots very quickly. You can help hold the soil in place in the interim by laying jute landscape netting in place before you plant the ground cover. The netting is coarse with large gaps. Snip it only enough to plant through it. Runoff water will flow down the slope on the ribs of the netting rather than on top of the ground. Be careful as you lay the netting in place and plant through it that you don't trample the soil beneath it. If the netting doesn't make good contact with the soil, erosion can occur beneath it. The netting will deteriorate over 12 to 18 months as the ground cover is filling in. By then, the biggest risk to erosion will have passed. Of your ground cover choices, Mondo grass is the one of the best in holding the soil. It's well suited to almost any soil. That's what I use in my landscape, and I've been very happy with it. You could also use purple winter creeper euonymus. It will do a good job. Asian jasmine does as well. You can plant these in the fall, but actually spring is the very best time to get them started. I'm Neil Sperry. That's Plant Talk Texas. Until next time, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning at 6:52. Well, it's still a mystery as to who Texas A&M's next head football coach will be. The University Board of Regents met for nearly 3 hours in an executive session yesterday to discuss the hiring of a new coach, but did not announce a final decision. Chancellor John Sharp told the media that he expects another meeting to be called sometime in the near future.
I'd rather just go through the process. Each of us have, it's real sensitive right now, and so we want to make sure that we do it right. And so we're going to go through the process of posting meetings, and that next meeting will be posted shortly.
Now, when pressed on what the board is looking for in a coaching candidate, Sharp was pretty straightforward.
What do you want in a coach at Texas A&M?
Nothing serious, just one that'll win a national championship.
Seems like you put it like it's a small feat.
Yeah, no big deal.
Now reports say that the Aggies' top candidate is Florida State's Jimbo Fisher, who, by the way, has won a national championship. However, Sharp says the board is vetting several candidates. Sure. In the high school game, it's on to the regional round for College Station High. The Cougars edged Georgetown 34-31 to advance to take on a familiar foe this week in Port Neches Groves. Here's Coach Steve Huff on the Indians.
You know, their staff's been together. The quarterback's back from last year. So they're doing a lot of the same stuff. I think for the most part, he's carrying a little bit more of the load quarterback is, but he's very capable of multiple facets of the game. And kind of like us, I think we're kind of doing the same things. And, you know, you hope when you get down this time of the year, you just hope you're doing your stuff a little bit better than the team you're playing.
Kickoff is set for tomorrow afternoon at 1 o'clock in Humble. Broadcast will be on the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere, Brazos Christian meets up with the Legacy Prep Christian Academy tomorrow afternoon in the TAP State Semifinals. Kickoff is set for 2 o'clock out in Magnolia. DJ Hogue and Admon Gilder each put up 17 points. And ninth-ranked Texas A&M men's hoops down UT Rio Grande Valley 78-60 last night. Now, even though he was happy with the win, Coach Billy Kennedy says there's some things the Aggs could have done better.
For whatever reason, we get comfortable, and we never exerted enough energy defensively. I thought we weren't able to create enough turnovers, and some of that, they're a smaller team. We went to the zone the last 6 minutes, which we probably could have done more of, and used our size against them in the length of the zone and not have to chase them around like we. I thought we chased them around a little bit.
Now, despite some of those shortcomings, the Aggies still improved to 7-0 on the year, with all seven of those wins coming by double digits. On the women's side of the court, the 18th-ranked Aggs have a big one this Sunday as they welcome number 11 West Virginia to town. Tip-off is set for 11 a.m. with broadcast over on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. Alfred Morris ran for 127 yards and a touchdown against his old team, and the Dallas Cowboys topped the Washington Redskins last night 38-14.
I do know those guys, but tonight I didn't know them. I didn't really care who was on the other side of the ball. I came in the mindset that, you know, we can't do what we've been doing the last three games. We can't, like, falter while the defense and special teams are kicking butt. So we showed up today. You know, we made those tough contested chances. We were able to sustain drives, convert on third downs, man. So it was an awesome team win. So, I mean, I feel like all phases showed up tonight, and that's what you got to be able to do in order to win games.
That's Morris after the game. Now, Dak Prescott threw for just 102 yards for the boys, but he also tossed two touchdowns as they improved to 6-6. Out on the ice, the Dallas Stars edged the Chicago Blackhawks in overtime 4-3. It marked the second straight road win for Dallas, which improves to 14-10-1 on the year. And the San Antonio Spurs are the only Lone Star team in action tonight. They head to Memphis to take on the Grizzlies at 7. And that's been your morning sports update. On News Talk 1620, WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs this year. The Farm Patch has the extremely popular classic fruit and gourmet baskets that are exceptional. You can even pick up your fresh shell pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And don't forget to pick up your freshly cut Christmas tree at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. The Farm Patch wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican State Representative for House District 12, here to wish you all the timeless treasures that Christmas has to offer you and your family. May you be blessed with the warmth of home, the love of family, peace, and happiness. As we gather with friends and family for Christmas this year, let us be mindful of God's precious gift to us. May your Christmas be filled with His love forever. From the Cassell family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas.
Political ad paid for by Kyle Cassell Campaign.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard. Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, we are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Good morning, couple of minutes till. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Turkish Airlines flight from Nairobi to Istanbul diverted after the detection of a Wi-Fi network called bomb on board.
Oh.
Yeah, that did alert the passengers, and they became somewhat alarmed. Flight made an emergency landing in Sudan, but the flight was safely resumed after security inspections of all the passengers and the aircraft. See, individuals can create a personal Wi-Fi network on their devices or mobile phones, and they can name it anything they want. So this person decided they were going to do that.
Yeah, that's real smart.
Yeah,
I'm real bright.
So, Rick Pitino suing Louisville. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, I thought
Thursday
so.
That Rick Pitino has filed a lawsuit against the University of Louisville Athletic Association for $38 million, claiming they breached his contract when they fired him in October. In the lawsuit filed in U.S. District Court, Pitino's attorney is attempting to recoup the more than $4 million a year Pitino made as head coach of the Cardinals through 2026, totaling 9 seasons of salary. The ULAA voting unanimously to terminate Pitino with just cause after the former Hoops head coach came under investigation by the FBI for working with Adidas to funnel $100,000 to the family of a 5-star recruit to lure him to Louisville. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yeah, that guy's a Boy Scout.
Yeah.
Actually, from day one. I mean, he's just behaving
that
way.
Nobody thought that he was.
No, he's always kind of been behaving that way. Hey, look for a high temperature today, around 72 degrees, winds out of the north. 76 tomorrow and 74 on Sunday. It's 51 right now. It's 7 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
President Trump calls it a complete travesty of justice. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News, an illegal immigrant found not guilty in San Francisco of murdering Kate Steinle.
The jury acquitted Jose Inez Garcia Zarate of the more serious charges, but did find him guilty of possessing a firearm. His attorney said